You're listening to The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart and Hunter Armierfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by our special guest, Devon Douglas, who is the Business Operations Chief for FMWR. Today, we're going to cover a lot of topics ranging from updates to Club Stewart, job opportunities, and summer fun when the weather warms up. Thank you, Devon, so much for joining me. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm cold. Today's a chilly day here in southern Georgia, but overall, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited for our podcast.
Yeah, no, it took us a while to get here, you know.
But we're here.
Thing called schedules, but here we are.
This is your first time being on our podcast. Could you share a little bit more about yourself and your role?
A little bit about myself. So I PCS'd here from Fort Carson, where I was the director of marketing. Prior to that, I did 8-9 years in the Army. Medically retired out, swore up and down I was never coming back, and here I am. I'm back at MWR, where I oversee golf, bingo, bowling, conference center, and food and beverage. So yeah, Club Stewart, Hunter Club, all of those are mine.
Serving the Army once again.
Yes, yes. As much as you try to run away from it, somehow or another, you always get looped back into it. And it's actually a good thing to be looped back into, you know, taking care of the community. You know, it's pretty fun. It is.
Well, we're glad to have you. So speaking of FMWR, you guys are constantly busy coming up with new innovative ideas and opportunities for our soldiers and families. What new things are happening at Club Stewart this year?
We have a lot of things going on at Club Stewart. We have a lot of things going on across FMWR as a whole. But Club Stewart, as many people have seen, we've started something called Wing Wednesday. It is always a packed house. We brought in a very diverse menu for our Friday buffets. But we're moving forward with opening up on Fridays and Saturdays. We want to give the dinner venue to see if it is worth pursuing, to see if, you know, if this is something that the community really wants to, you know, give a chance. So we're going to look at ideas like karaoke, trivia nights, bourbon dinner, which has always been a fan favorite.
That's always sold out.
It's always sold out. By the time we put it out there, it's already sold out within 2 weeks. But we're going to look at bourbon dinners, wine tastings. We're going to look at whiskey, tequila. And this is not to, you know, just have these drinking engagements. This is to educate people on the different types of drinks that are out there. And, and also drinking responsibly, okay? I will not pay for your poisons, but drink responsibly and have fun, but also knowing what you're drinking and where does it actually come from.
The history of it,
yeah. It's like we want to educate people before, you know, they just, you know, go out and think that they're supposed to match this wine with this dessert and they don't
I'm from Kentucky, so there's a difference between bourbon and whiskey.
The big difference, right?
Exactly.
Let other people tell the story. They say brown liquor is brown liquor, okay? So we're going to do a whole lot of fun things there. One of the bigger things that we're working on is in February, the club will be going under renovation. We know that the club is a bit, the ballroom is perfectly up to date. There's other areas that need to be brought up to date.
Yeah.
And we want, you know, people to see what it is that is coming with these changes. So we're providing a new facelift to Club Stewart.
That's going to be exciting.
It will be.
I'm ready to see when it's done. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a lot of before and after pictures. But that's the good part is that we want to update all of it. We want to provide this beautiful establishment. We've worked on our customer service. We have made sure that we're not just changing the aesthetic, but also changing how we deliver customer service, mm-hmm. how we're delivering our food service. We're definitely getting there. We've had a really good year. We have. Last year was a good year for us.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Another aspect is cashless operations and unit funds. Can you tell a little bit more about those?
Yes. So MWR as a whole, and there are a couple of places that will be exempt to this, and that list will be released, but we are going to go towards a cashless operation. You know, we're in a modern day time where people are using tap to pay. You know, I can say that we are going to update the systems that we have because we understand that the systems sometimes are deterrent.
They lag.
Yeah. And let's call a thing and a spade a spade. They're a little outdated. So sorry. Don't mean to offend anybody that might be listening. But we're going to work on updating these systems And with updating them, we want people to be able to use their phones to tap to pay. I can't speak for everybody else, but if you go into the grocery store sometimes and they don't have tap to pay, you got to leave, go find some money. And it's just out of the way, right? So if we have the tap to pay option, that would be there. Yeah, so there we'll have the list released of places that are exempt. But this is just in preparations of, you know, just a modern day. Does that mean that we won't accept money? That's not what that means. We want to still make sure that we take care of our patrons. You know, if that is the only form of payment you have, obviously we don't want to send anyone away. Mm-hmm. But we want to prepare people for what does the future look like.
Yeah.
And as far as unit funds, we've been telling units that if they wanted to pay for their military functions, if they wanted to pay for their military balls, whatever it may be, you can use your unit funds toward that. You can use unit funds towards most things. You just have to coordinate with our finance management office to make sure that those dollars are appropriately allocated.
Gotcha.
So that way people have the opportunity, you know, to, if they have monies left over at the end of the year and they're like, hey, we want to do something fun for the soldiers, come let us know. And I want to make sure people know that we are not money hungry people, right? I just want to make sure I say that we're not money hungry people. Obviously, we have to pay labor, we have to pay for certain things that go into running a
your business. Yeah,
yes, that go into running a business. So if people tell us, hey, this is what my budget is, how far can this get me, we're willing to work with people. Mm-hmm. We're not here for ourselves, we're here for the soldiers, the families, the retirees, and our local community.
Exactly.
Right? It would be very un-Southern if we turned a blind eye to anyone in need.
Wonderful. Another thing that you guys take care of as a business is gyms. What kind of changes can we see happening with those?
So our gyms. Now listen, I know everybody loves the gym, right? Rephrase, I know most people love the gym. I'm not one of them, but the good thing about the job that we do is we don't have to like something for it to be fun for other people, right? Just because I don't like it don't mean we can't make it a lot better or a lot more conducive and welcoming for everybody else. So our gyms, for the most part, we know that Johnson is 24 hours. We know that Jordan is 24 hours. And in the future here, K-Row and Newman are also going to move towards a 24/7 operation.
That's going to be nice.
It will be. It will be. And the good thing about it being 24/7 is if you're somebody like me and you don't want people to see you working out where you might look like you're running for dear life, this is a good opportunity. But we know that and we recognize that everybody has a different shift. Everybody's working different hours.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that might not even be, you know, working different hours that are just like, hey, this is the time that works best for me. The tiny humans are at school or the tiny humans are away. I woke up in the middle of the night and decided I want to go work out. That's an option. If that's an option that you want to take, you go for it. The only thing that we say is make sure you register for the 24/7 operation.
Okay.
It has to be registered with your military ID. It has to be registered with your CAC. It has to be registered with your any form of DOD ID card. And then that gets you access into the gym.
Where would they register?
So, and where they can register at is they register right in the gym. If they go to the gym will be able to accommodate getting them all set up, making sure they get the information they need.
That's nice. That's easy.
We want to make it as easy as possible. You know, again, systems don't always work, but we want to make sure that our staff is pointing everyone in the right direction and getting them set up. You know, and another big thing that we are working on is getting our saunas back up and working.
Wow.
There has been a lot of talk about saunas, and I make no promises in front of whoever is listening that they're going to be up by tomorrow. That is not a promise I will make, but it is on our radar. We see the comments, we recognize the comments, and we are working as hard as we can to get those saunas back up and running.
You've heard, you've listened, you're going to try. Yeah.
That's all. We're going to try our best. And DPW is tracking, like all the right people are tracking that these saunas don't work. Now we just have to, you know, get them funded, get whatever's wrong with them fixed, and then they will be operable soon. How soon? Again, I will not tell a lie because I do not know for sure. But again, it's on our radar and we are doing our absolute best to get it done.
Amazing. Awesome. I bet they're at least happy to know that you guys are working, you know the issue, and you're tracking it. One thing I want to change to is, speaking of FMWR, business operations, you guys employ a lot of people. Are there employment opportunities for those who are seeking a job?
Listen, friends, to anyone that is listening, there was a list that was just released of 9 key management positions. So we have jobs that are, again, management level, and then we have some that are for entry-level positions. We are always, always looking for lifeguards. I don't know if times have changed and people don't want to be lifeguards anymore.
That's like a classic summer job.
And I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. You know, maybe with, you know, Stranger Things coming back out and, you know, that being a scene back in the previous seasons where lifeguarding was cool. Mm-hmm. Hopefully with everybody watching again, hopefully, I haven't finished it either, okay? But hopefully with these new seasons, people are seeing, like, lifeguarding is cool. Now, the only thing I'll ask is that one or two things. One, you know how to swim. And then two, you know how to save somebody else's life as well, okay? Those moments are few, far, and in between. What we ask is that you just come in wanting to learn, wanting to know. But there are constant opportunities in FMWR, from business division to recreation division to CYS and NAF support division. And that division covers marketing, supply. You know, there's always an opportunity here in FMWR. I mean, you just have to stay on it with USA Jobs, but also make sure you follow us on Fort Stewart MWR. Everything that we do is posted on that page. Every job opportunity, it is there. We want to make sure that everybody sees it across all platforms. So, yeah, if you're interested in becoming a lifeguard, yeah, come on. Come on, friends. We'll take you. If you're looking for a cool summer job, that's a cool summer job. And even for, like you said, like we were talking about the club. If you're interested in food and beverage, if one day you decide that you want to grow up and be a chef.
That's how I paid for my college, was the food industry. It gets you places.
It does. My upbringing, I always wanted to have a restaurant. I grew up and I was like, one day I'm going to have a restaurant. My grandmother still has a picture that I drew in elementary Aww. School where I was like, I'm going to have a restaurant one day. And now I oversee them.
Now you just run them.
And that's pretty cool. And I went through working at restaurants. I've worked as a line cook. I have done a lot of things. I worked on food trucks. So whatever your life path is, FMWR or MWR is a good place to start anywhere and grow into anything you want to be. And if we don't have that, we definitely have the connections to make sure that we at least connect you to the right mentors that can take care of you. Yeah, we have a little bit of everything to take care of everybody.
I like it.
Within moderation and reasoning, okay? There's some stuff you can't do. I'll let your imaginations run wild.
Speaking of summer jobs, what kind of opportunities, if you don't have a summer job or you're not old enough to have a summer job, what kind of fun is right around the corner?
We look forward to what the summertime is going to have in store for us. So we know that, again, if lifeguarding isn't your thing, we are working on getting our pools, getting furniture for the pools, making sure that everybody can have a good time at every pool that we have to offer, right? We also know that Corkin has the splash pad. And again, we see everything that needs to be fixed at these locations. And we also know that during the summer, we have big concerts. Well, one of the things that we're going to look at doing is more events in the summer. So this is where we petition the community to say, is that something you're interested in? Mm-hmm. If we did a small porch fest once a month where we just have bands come out and throw a party, you know, once a month. Is that something that the community wants to see? You know, we're curious on all of that, but that's options that we're looking at, is how do we make summertime big and elaborate, not just one singular huge event, but throughout the whole summer while the tiny humans aren't in school, while families can have time together. We want to make sure that during the summer, everybody has something to do at all times.
No, that's good. That'll be cool. I'm excited to see what you guys come up with because you guys are super creative. Is there anything else that you would like to add or share before we go?
We have, as you know, the ICE comment system. where you can submit comments. So if you use the ICE comment system, I'm showing my phone right now that there is a folder that I have, and just from the last few days, every ICE comment that comes in, I get a notification about it, if it's in one of my areas. But every division chief sees the ICE comment. Every manager, we see the ICE comments. If there are things that are going on in a facility, we encourage that you use the ICE comment system. Good or bad. You can tell me anything you want. And depending on what it is, sometimes people hear from me, sometimes they hear from the manager, but we want to make sure that everybody's voice is heard. There should be no person that feels like their comment was left on read.
Yeah.
In this day and age, we're not trying to ghost anybody, and we don't want anybody left on read, okay? And we don't want that in your personal lives either, all right? But we see it all. We see it, we recognize it, and we do our absolute best to fix it. Are there some things that are absolutely out of our control? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But we will still do our best to make sure we follow up. And if you leave one, you can leave your contact information. You know, people submit them sometimes and they're anonymous. And that, I'm not saying that you cannot submit anonymous. Please utilize anonymous if you would like. But if you genuinely want to follow up, you will get a follow up. Just leave a contact number, leave an email. It's going to sound like a 1990s, you know, voicemail box. But we'll get back to you after the beep, okay? We will answer to you. We promise you. So we want everybody to know that we have these systems in place so that their voices don't go unheard. Mm-hmm. I never want people to feel like we're not listening to them. They are the reason that we are here. So we want to make sure that we do our absolute best to be very good stewards of the community, of the people, of everything that we are charged to take care of. And taking care of people is quite literally one of MWR's main focuses, morale.
Without the people, we don't exist. Yeah.
Exactly. So, yes, you know, we look forward to the way ahead. We look forward to all the amazing things that are going to happen.
Well, I'm excited to see what you guys have available for 2026. It's going to be an exciting year. I know I learned a lot. I hope our audience did, too. To stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities, please follow us on social media. Also, follow the FMWR pages for all of their fun, exciting events. And also check out our websites, both Fort Stewart and FMWR. Thank you, Devon, so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you, friend. We got to do this more often.
Of course. You're always invited back.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure talking to you. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
U.S. Army is enhancing security at Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield with the automated installation entry system, bringing smarter, faster, and safer access to our gates.
Using advanced handheld devices, our security personnel can now verify identities in real time, even when the visitor control center is closed. These devices tap into national law enforcement databases, checking federal and state records, DMV status, and more, all in about 45 seconds. Each gate is equipped with one handheld vetting device. If no issues are found, visitors may receive up to 180-day access to the installation. This works for family, rideshare services, food delivery, and MWR activities. If derogatory information is flagged, access will be denied and the visitor will be directed to the Visitor Control Center for further guidance.
Your safety is our mission. With AIE in-lane vetting, we're keeping our community secure, day and night.